Exodus 39:11 through 15. And the second roll, a carbuncle, a sapphire, and a diamond. And the third roll, a jacinth, an agate, and an amethyst. And the fourth roll, a chrysolite, an onyx, and a jasper. They were enclosed in settings of gold in their enclosures. And the stones were according to the names of the sons of Israel, 12, according to their names, like the engravings of a signet, each according to his name, for the 12 tribes. And they made on the breastplate twisted chains, a cordage work of pure gold.
The breastplate functions as a heavenly, divine, and spiritual typewriter. Of the 22 letters of the Hebrew alphabet, 18 were contained in the names of the 12 tribes, inscribed in the stones set on the breastplate. The remaining 4 letters were contained in the thummim attached to the breastplate. Therefore, with the breastplate, there were all the letters of the Hebrew alphabet. This made it possible for the breastplate to function as a divine typewriter. As we shall see, the Lord's leading could be obtained through the breastplate with the Urim and the Thummim, much like a word or a sentence is composed one letter at a time by using a typewriter. We shall see that the function of the breastplate depended on the transparency of the stones shining with light. However, if some of the 12 stones on the breastplate were opaque or the letters inscribed on them were not clear, the breastplate could not function properly. Whenever that happened, there was a need to cleanse away whatever caused the opaqueness. Thus, first there was a need for judgment and cleansing. Then it could be possible to attain a decision concerning God's leading in a positive way. Strictly speaking, the priestly garments were not merely for covering nakedness, for health, or for glory and beauty. The main purpose of these garments was for the Lord's leading. After the tabernacle was built up, and after the priestly garments were made, the children of Israel journeyed in the wilderness according to God's leading. After the death of Moses, the high priest obtained this leading through the breastplate. He would put on the priestly garments with the breastplate and go into the tabernacle. In this way, the children of Israel could act according to God's leading, made known through the breastplate.